Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by LifeWest, the chiropractic college. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, welcome to the Dr. Ron Oberstein and Dr. Mary Oberstein teleshow. Obviously, what we're doing right now is, you know, throughout the year, I do the LifeWest Leadership Line, where I interview doctors from all over the world and just leaders in the profession and, you know, together.
Yep, we do the Life by LifeWest.
Yep.
We interview doctors in the field.
Usually from any new graduates up to about 15 years in practice. And yet we never get to talk with each other. So we take this time right now just to talk with each other, share about the year that we had and the year the college had. And it's a wonderful time just to kind of reflect. So let's start reflecting.
So, okay. Year in review, 2024. So when we left off at the end of 2023, we talked about the passing of Jerry Klum.
Yeah.
So let's start 2024 where we started, which was the celebration of life that we had for Dr. Jerry. Why don't you talk about the naming of the Learning Commons and how that came about?
Yeah, I mean, it's indelible. You know, it's in my brain indelibly. January 13th, 2024. It was just a beautiful day. I mean, you know, we got to honor Jerry. Our first sitting president of Life Chiropractic College, who has 30 years here, and we will continue to honor him. We named the Learning Commons, the Gerard W. Klum Learning Commons, with beautiful pictures of him and a beautiful poster. It's metal thing, and we did a ribbon cutting with the family there, and it was very, very special.
I had only seen the drawings of it, and then when I was standing there, we did the unveiling and pulled it. Then his family pulled it down. I was awestruck.
Yeah.
I mean, there wasn't a dry eye in that room.
No.
So
no.
That was a way to start the new year.
Yeah, it was, and to honor, you know, our friend. Mentor in life, mentor in education.
Right.
You know, Jerry would never say if he didn't like something, he wouldn't tell you he loved it.
Right.
But if he loved something, he would tell you that. And
right.
It was just to hear that from him, and you know, because you know, every day I look at a sign. What would Jerry do? Right.
Right.
So, yeah.
And then you brought one of our friends and one of our favorite people on the planet here to LifeWest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. January. That was Dr. Peter Kevorkian. You know, Peter started with us on January 2nd, whatever date,
right.
And, you know, classical to Peter, you know, he was here at 5 o'clock in the morning, first thing, you know, I mean, that's how he operates, right? And, he's always the first one in, and what a gold mine, what a find. He's phenomenal at the college, he's phenomenal with everyone around us at the college, fit right in, but, you know, truthfully, even more phenomenal is the person that he is.
I agree.
And what he can get done, so, yeah. Big, big, big score for LifeWest.
Good job.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, let's talk about Discovery Weekends.
Yeah, wow.
There's something magical about the campus anyway, but when we come together with Discovery Weekends, like, it's our time to show off the campus and show off the culture here. And I think the team does a really good job doing that.
Yeah.
Because when I show up, I get goosebumps. And I stand in the back. I, of course, do the doctor panel. But when I'm waiting to go on, I'm listening to the students and I'm listening to the admissions team. I'm getting inspired. Mm-hmm. And I'm standing there thinking, like, if I wasn't a chiropractor, I'd be like, sign me up.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do a little plug. Since I do the doctor panel on Saturday morning, doctors, I am always looking for doctors to come up and be on our panel. And it's really cool because these prospective students, they have lots of questions. And we tell them, like, we'll answer all of your questions.
Yeah.
There's some great questions.
Yeah, and the cool thing too is, like, we have doctors in there who, you know, practice SOT and some that are functional neurologists and everything in between.
Yep.
And it's so cool because they get to, the prospective student gets to experience a lot of different ways of doing something.
Right.
It basically shows them, which we know, chiropractic isn't cookie cutter.
Right.
Right? It just kind of rolls like that.
And we get a diversity of docs up there too.
Yeah.
Which is great because, you know, there's lots of different answers. So, yeah.
And you said something there, Mary, that was really key because, you know, when we have doctors who bring their kids, right? You know, and their children who are looking at, you know, going to chiropractic school. And after they walk through our technology training center and they see our brain center that we have and they see all the cool things that we're doing, our learning commons that we just talked about and just what we've done on campus over the years and the amazingness in the hallways and our students, they say the same thing.
Yeah.
Man, I would love to come back here and go to school because of what they see happening, you know, the Life West Advantage, right? You know, the clinically inspired learning, early clinic entrance, right? Preceptorship, our service trips and preceptorships, you know, it's a testament. You know, when I hear doctors say that, that to me is a testament to that we are on the track. Me, Life West is moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
It was big, you know? Yeah, and then another event we had beginning of the year, I think it was sometime in February, right? We had RFK.
At the beginning of February,
Yeah, and that was pretty amazing. They transformed our standard process auditorium, you know, and did all that stuff, and
And then the night before, you got a text or a call?
I got a call
saying, "Would you interview him?"
Yeah, from the Kennedy team. It was basically said what they said was. They said, "Hey, Dr. Ron, we'd like to ask you to do something." I said, "Well, what's that?" They said, "Well, Bobby doesn't want to go up and just speak, so would you be willing to do a fireside chat with him?"
Right.
And I said, "A fireside chat? Like, we don't have a fireplace." And they said, "You know what I mean." I was trying to get out of it, you know?
Right.
And I said, "Yeah, absolutely." So we did just this, you know? We just sat down like this and had a conversation and, you know, it was cool. It's on YouTube. I mean, I think it's got like 38,000 hits or something like that, views on it, you know, so it's great publicity for the college. And it was just cool having a presidential candidate. And we opened it up to all the candidates. If they wanted to use, they wanted to do debates, we wanted to give them our auditorium and give them our place to do it. So that was fun. Let's switch gears. Let's go to Omaha.
We'll
go to Nebraska, you know?
Okay, so the first in-person seminar.
Yeah.
Who'd you have there?
You tell the audience, I know. I'll tell you the initials, or the first name starts with an H.
Heidi Havoc. That was a home run.
You think about it. The very first chiropractor to come and just do like a Friday seminar there, you know?
Yeah.
Because they've been like zooming into ours, and you know, not ours, but because it's all of ours. It's both campuses, but in California. They got to sit with Heidi Havoc and be able to talk and then ask questions and just kind of rub shoulders and stuff like that. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah,
amazing. But something near and dear to your heart, because you know, usually at the beginning of the year, like in March, something like that, is our first service trip, right? Because we don't do a service, we do three times a year, and for the whole campus, we don't go during Christmas, obviously, we go through the rest of our breaks, and March is our first service trip that we go out, so after the first, you know, January quarter,
right?
And those were incredible, but I know they're dear to your heart.
You know, the question I get asked, what's your favorite? And I've been to Tonga, India, Mexico City. Is that the only three? And I can't answer because they're all a little bit different. So I usually ask, what are you looking for? You know, if you want like wild, crazy, like feel like a rock star, see so many people, just the quantity of people, go to India.
Yeah.
Mexico City.
But also the freneticness.
Oh, it's just, it's like
on 20 cups of, 20 shots of 5-hour, no, 24-hour
India
energy,
can't describe to anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Mexico City is really cool, and I love the culture there. The people are great.
Yeah.
It's a little calmer, although now.
No, it's not anymore.
It is
booming.
I haven't been there in about two to three years, maybe.
It's booming. Yeah.
And same thing with Tonga.
Tonga's great. I mean,
the Tonga was a little more low key when I went. So again, great people.
It's got that, you know, really mellow kind of feel to it, but the people come in, they're so loving, and the mornings they go to a school and they take care of like, you know, 700 to 1,000 kids, you know, and, you know, under a gigantic palapa, you know, outside, and you just can't even describe it, you know. In the afternoons they take care of people in town at a center that we have. This coming year we're opening up to docs, so now doctors can come on these trips and they can join our students and be adjusting side by side with them and just having a phenomenal experience. I think the biggest thing about it and the reason that we're doing it is to rekindle, you know, allow docs, I don't care whether you're 2 years in practice, 1 year in practice, or 50 years in practice, to step step out of the day-to-day that you have in your office, no notes, none of that stuff, and literally just serve from your heart.
Rekindle, that's what it does. You know, it's like whether you're tired, burnt out, it doesn't matter. You go back and there's a transformation.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah.
Yep. So last year we introduced the CBCT because we got that last year in 2023.
Yeah.
So tell me how that affected, I think it's in the curriculum.
Yeah, well, they're working with it in the curriculum, but what the cool thing is that we have the CBCT here, the, you know, cone beam computed tomography. And if you don't know what it is, if our audience doesn't know, if you go to the dentist and had panoramic x-rays, it's same, that's what it is actually, that's cone beam. But the cool thing is like you can just totally dissect the spine when you get it and you see the pictures of the spine, it's a 3D model. It's like Tetris, you take stuff off, put stuff on, turn it this way, turn it cephalically, just do whatever you want to do with it. It's incredible, you know, and our students get to, when they're doing upper cervical work, get to work with that. Digital transform things, CBCT is the next.
Why don't you talk about what the UGC is in Delhi?
Yeah.
And I remember we were in Montana having a nice quiet weekend and then you left within like a 24-hour notice to go to UGC.
Yeah.
What was the urgency there?
UGC is the University Grants Commission. It's like our Department of Education here, and UGC is who we're applying through to get our accreditation, you know, so that we can open up Life West India. And we did all of our application. Our team did a phenomenal job. Dr. Marilyn Ellison and Dr. Scott Donaldson and everybody else, they just did such a great job in getting the paperwork and having that move forward. And then we were waiting to get a call for an interview, right? And I was going to India 2 weeks later, you know, on a trip anyways, right, that I had to do there. I got that call.
Right.
I said, your interview was on Tuesday. Remember that?
Yes. And you were like packing.
First I tried to say, well, I'm going to be there in 2 weeks. Said, nope, the committee's going to be here and yada, yada. So it's like I had no other choice. So I literally got on a flight on Sunday, got there on Tuesday morning at like 2 in the morning, 2:30 in the morning.
That's right.
Right. Tried to sleep, really couldn't. Had a meeting at noon with the UGC, you know, had my interview, the college interview.
Right.
And then that evening, just after midnight, I had my return flight back.
Right. And I think I met you back here.
Yeah.
In Hayward.
Yeah. Yep. And it was crazy.
Yeah.
It was great.
And important.
You know? Yeah, important. The difference that it can make is really incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we came back, and I think what was going on when we came back was Nebraska, right?
Right.
Right?
Yep.
WASC was there, so our accreditors went and did their first visit there.
Right.
And then we did the first discovery.
Which I think you were at.
I was at that,
yeah
the first discovery day, which was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, new students coming in, new campus, looking at chiropractic, and the team there, they did a phenomenal job. I mean, you know, we're so, it's like here, we're just trying to perfect the little things
here. Yeah, we're dialed in here.
We're dialed in.
But there, they're dialed in.
They are. Oh, God.
And there's like a fresh energy there.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, again, that team is incredible.
Yeah. And the students there.
Students are great.
I mean, they you know, when they got up and spoke to other students, I'm like looking at them going, man, it's like they've done this, you know, millions of times, you know. It's just, and they've never attended one because we didn't have one before that.
Right.
So, you know, just very, very cool stuff, you know. I think it's great. And, you know, I know that, you know, then we ended up doing a trip because that was the trip that when we went back after I came back from UGC, you know, me and you were speaking in Cairo, Europe, right?
Yep.
And so we went to Cairo, Europe, right? In Malaga, Spain, Mark Hudson and Lynn, they do an absolutely phenomenal job. If you haven't been, go.
Go to Cairo, Europe.
So we spoke there, and then that's when we went off to India, and we had Mary Hawkins, the president of Bellevue, and because we had meetings already scheduled in India, I had to meet with other people from the UGC that was already scheduled besides that committee. And so we met with the Assistant Secretary General of the UGC, and Mary got to meet Chairman Patel from KSV, that's the college that we're going to be having our campus on. And then we left there and we went to
Ireland and spoke at the Ireland...
The Irish Chiropractic Association.
Which, I thought that those people were great too. And I thought it was really cool that we spoke there, and it wasn't a huge group, like 200 people maybe?
Oh, maybe 100, 150.
And just in making those connections, some of those chiropractors came over to the Wave.
Yeah, they did.
They were like, whatever we talked about at the call, you know, talked about to them, they were like, we're coming to the Wave.
They did. They joined the President's Circle.
You know, that was a great group.
That was a great trip.
And we
came away from that trip with so many people knowing about LifeWest, the world vision that we have, mm-hmm. you know, spreading our ethos of lasting purpose. I mean, it's the four walls of LifeWest, but yes. The truth is, it's about humanity. You know, this is about taking chiropractic out, and it's one of those avenues to make a graduation, but it's really about the bigger picture, and that's, you know, bringing greater health, greater vitality.
Well, and I get asked that question a lot with, it's like, when people know that you're out traveling, they go, what does he do when he's traveling? I know what you do, but really when we were in Ireland and even in Cairo, Europe, I kind of see firsthand what happens there is because people can see our website and stuff like that, but when we go there and we speak to these people, we really get LifeWest's message out. And I saw that when in Ireland, when a woman came up to me and said, you're going to have a school in India? It's right where I grew up. How can I get involved? And all the people from those places who were like, we love your vision, we love what you guys are doing, how can I get involved? You don't get that through an email.
No, or through a video.
It's why when you travel so much, I never say like, why do you have to go there? Like Malaysia, why do you have to go there? I know why you go there. Yeah. And it's because you're taking LifeWest's message out to the people.
So let me ask you something, because you know, we just went through commencement, you know, our December, you know, December commencement, December 7th, and I'm on stage, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, doing my thing, and we got our speakers and that kind of stuff. We have our formality, you know, that I'm kind of watching and making sure I'm always looking at my book, you know, are we moving in the right direction, which they do.
Right,
I don't know why I do that, but you're in the audience. What's your perspective? I've never even asked you this, you know, and I apologize for not asking you, but what's your perspective?
I love the formality from the moment the music starts. I love the live band. It's very moving, the graduation. It's bittersweet for me because it's like I'm so excited for the graduates, but I also see all the students that were quote unquote losing. but it's really, I don't know, I think I don't find it boring. A lot of graduations can be boring. Yeah. I'm sitting there, I'm so excited to go.
This last one that we just, you know, the one we just completed,
yeah.
You know, Dr. Beth Zog from Iowa, Muscatine, Iowa, I believe that's where she's from, did a phenomenal job. I mean, she was our commencement speaker, and her heart was so big. And I mean, you know, she has just stepped into, you know, who she is in our profession, you know, being the granddaughter of J. Clay Thompson and carrying on the Thompson movement and that stuff. But, you know, it's going to be, they're not going to know Thompson in another 10, 15 years. They're going to know Zog,
yeah,
you know, for what she's doing. So she was incredible. But the Chairman Patel.
Why don't you just explain that one a little bit? Because that one was like, I mean, I had tears in my eyes at that one when he was turning hoods.
Yeah, I had him on stage. He turned the hoods with our graduates, took pictures with them, with these two graduates, and walked across the stage with them, and he presented at our commencement dinner, and it was really incredible. I mean, it was very, very touching. It was a last-minute thing that he was coming in. If I would have known way ahead of time, I would have had him be our commencement speaker, mm-hmm. but it was a last minute. I try to book our commencement speakers a year in advance at least, so it was just incredible, you know, incredible, and it just shows the next generation, the legacy of the next generation.
Right.
So.
Well, and just that, how proud those two students were too, having him turn their hoods, and they were just like, they were beaming. It was really cool.
Yeah, it was. It was very touching for them. So, very, very cool.
Yeah.
Just for our audience, we brought over two students from India, from the school KSV, Kari Sada Vishnawaya, and that's where we're going to be housing our LifeWest campus, and we brought over two students, two of their doctors, to come over, and we scholarship them to get DC degrees so that they can then go back to India and they will be part of our teaching staff. Because if you don't know this, in chiropractic college, and you know, in teaching basic sciences, you just need a PhD or a DC to teach that, right? But to teach the clinical sciences and technique, you have to be a doctor of chiropractic. So we need, you know, full-time doctors teaching there. And so they came and they graduated in, you know, in the June commencement. And then the Chairman Patel, he's the president of the school there, He's got 86,000 students. They house, I don't know how many, like 15,000. They feed them 3 meals a day. They bring in their own raw milk from their own dairy farms that they have. And I mean, this is India, and they'll take care of people from anywhere, right? I mean, it's free for people if they can't afford the schooling. That's part of their culture. They're so in alignment with what we do. Right, our lasting purpose, giving, doing, loving, and serving out of our own abundance. What they do, expecting nothing in return, theirs is do good to others as others will do good to you, right? And and it's just phenomenal. And so let's jump into the wave real quick. But before we do that, I just want to share, because one of the things you talked about earlier with WASC, coming in, and this year we submitted our application for an undergraduate program, and it's been going through different fine tunes that WASC needs us to do with it. It wasn't like a one and done kind of thing, but we feel very confident that in 2025 we'll have our undergraduate program together, so that prospective students can either utilize it to get the credits they need, undergrads can go through and get an undergraduate degree, whether it's in biology or health sciences, whatever it is. But the cool thing is they're going to get it with a LifeWest viewpoint, a vitalistic viewpoint, as they go through their learning. So it's very, very cool. And so that's a big milestone, but that we'll talk about that next year.
Yep.
But the wave.
The wave.
The force within.
Each year we always say, we don't know, after a wave, we always say, we don't know how we're going to outdo this one.
Yeah.
And we did, this last one. True?
I think we did. I do. Yeah.
So, but it was really good.
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing. What's amazing for me is all the people that are on campus and, I don't know what we had, 600-800 docs here, and then their team, and 1,000. I mean, and then our students are around, and then our vendor hall is packed. I mean, it's completely sold out, and it's just really is. It's an experience from the very morning Dan Murphy started it at 8 o'clock, whatever god awful time in the morning it is, but Dan's ready to go. Just bring in the full, he's just full tilt boogie. He's just right on, and it just never goes down from there, all the way up to 6 o'clock at night,
true.
And then we do our champagne and wine, tasting afterwards, and in the vendor hall with cheese and all kinds of great stuff that the IA team brings in. And
it's high energy.
It is. It's great. We have the raffles that we do. Oh my gosh! I mean, so many people. Raleigh Duncan from Clearlight is one of our graduates. Sauna. The major raffle is a big sauna, two-person sauna, infrared sauna. I mean, it is the event. It's beautiful. Now, then also you got to look in February coming up, we have Nexus, and so Nexus is the next event we'll be doing, like the Wave, but it's a one-day event in
Nebraska.
In Nebraska, at our campus in Nebraska. It's going to be amazing, with
Dan
Murphy and Beth Zog and
Lona
Cook, who's just absolutely, absolutely incredible.
Justin Ohm,
coming in from ICPA and from Pennsylvania, and Scott Rosa, who's going to be there, right? And Monica Berger, and myself, I'm like, I'm happy to be there with those guys if they let me in the club kind of deal. Just amazing. And then the vault that we did, that we opened up, for the chiropractic profession, with all the historical videos and audios. And we want to add more and bring more into it from everyone if they can feed it. But if you haven't been to it, it's vault.lifewest.edu. It's free. Just sign up. You can see, listen, do all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's just incredible, Other highlights just around campus, as we kind of wind down, is just the, our rugby team did phenomenal. Our women, I think they came in like fourth in the country this year, and which is huge. I mean, it's a third in the country.
And then the men.
And our men came in fourth. The men came in fourth.
Fourth or fifth.
And I mean, just incredible. All the president receptions that we did, places that we've gone to. I don't know, Phoenix, Denver, Salt Lake City.
Vancouver,
San Diego, all these places that we go to with our friends. If I missed a city, I apologize, but the places that we go where we break bread, and Dr. Peter this year, Kevorkian traveled, with me, and it was just, it was amazing, and all the people just loving what we do, and the support that we have is super, super great. And then DE, the 60th anniversary of
That's
DE
right.
was
yep.
this, I got to attend the dinner and spoke at the dinner, and it was just incredible, the homage to Dr. Sid Williams, because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for
That's
Dr.
Right.
Sid Williams, at least at LifeWest, and those things are just great stuff.
And then you traveled a little bit more.
Yeah, I know, but my travel, I'm getting tired of talking about my travel, just thinking about traveling, you know? We were in Malaysia. The college is one of the founding members of the International Chiropractic Education Consortium or Association,
Right.
Schools from all over the world. This is because of our India college that we're planning. We're already working on to come abroad and come on board. And there were schools from South America, Brazil, other places. There were schools from just all over. All over, and it was just amazing, to see all these colleges. And this was the very first one, like I said, we're a founding member, and just joining a community to be able to increase our education, our pedagogy, the way we teach, the technology of how we teach. And, it's truly amazing to be able to, not political in any means,
right.
Just how do we bring good education, right? And so that was a pleasure to be at in Malaysia. And then from there, went to India and actually met with the head of the UGC, the University Grants Commission, and then met with the Minister of Labor. Just a phenomenal trip. And when you just kind of like saying, oh yeah, I went to Washington D.C. and met with the head of Department of Education and this kind of stuff. I mean, it's really big stuff, and so it's very, very cool, But I think also just our family. It's crazy, but people say this to me all the time. They go, wow, your family is just so cool to watch. And I'm thinking like, what? Like, you're checking out our family? Kind of. Now I get it, they just kind of watch what they put on, because I truly see the beauty of how that works now, because you can literally follow people.
Yeah, that's true.
And just see it. But they're watching so many cool things, the birth of Payson, our fourth, right, grandchild. Yep, in Denver, Lauren has three. That's her third, and then Morgan. Morgan got married in
August.
And so we got
four bonus grandkids.
Four bonus. Yep, yep. I mean, Jason has four children, and so they're a household along with Brooklyn. Our biological grandchild, and then she's due again in January, so that's great. So it's just we'll have nine, including the bonuses. We got a baseball team.
A lot of growth in the family this year.
Yeah, yep. And then Sydney, married and doing her thing. It's just cool, to watch the growth and to see that. And I'm starting to be able to watch. I got to get on social media more just to be able to watch other families, because it really is. It's quite amazing, Yeah,
it's great.
It's been a busy year.
It has. Just going through it all. So it's made me a little tired.
I know. Me too. But I just want to thank you, Mary, for besides, leaving our home in San Diego and making the journey up here for the last whatever it was. I've been up here for 8 years, and all the things that we've done, and having our kids and you leaving practice. And I'll never forget the phone call that I made to you when I did that one, my 6 weeks here as an interim and did the graduation, and I called you that night and said, Mary, I think this is much bigger than what I could have ever imagined, because you and I have that bond of growing chiropractic. I just have to tell you, I just really got to thank you, because I couldn't do this journey without you, and I really mean that from every fiber, every cell in my body. So thanks for giving up part of your life. I know this is a big part of your life also, but just thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm bringing tears, aren't I?
Yes, you're bringing
there
tears.
There we go. Oh my gosh. Anything else you have to say? Anything you want to say to her?
No. What are we looking forward to in 2025 for Life West?
A lot.
And okay. In 60 seconds, can you give us just a little snippet?
Yeah. I mean, number one, we're hoping that, that we'll get our India school started by then, and our bachelor's program started by then. People know that we're looking for a new home, so hopefully we can have an announcement about that by then, that we're good where we are, and we're not moving anywhere, and we're not closing.
We're not moving
to
Nebraska.
So many rumors out there in the mill.
I know.
It's just great stuff. Yeah. And I see is really the fields are white with harvest, and I'm not being positive, I'm being real. about it, you know. You know, there'll be new things coming on with the new administration, you know, and changes that happen in the Department of Education, and that we'll, you know, we'll roll with and do that. We've got a great team. Our core team, my cabinet, is so strong.
And, yeah, I know.
And we've added some really key players on that have just been gold mines of finds that we've got. So I'm thrilled. And, you know, LifeWest keeps maturing, and we keep, you know, we're always working to be better than we were the last year. And, you know, we have certain goals that we strive for, and what we do, and we do a good job of hitting them. Some we don't, but most we do. And, you know, we're just going to constantly get better, serve our profession better, you know, serve the world better, give the best education we can to our students, and, you know, make every single one of our viewers proud of what we're doing, because, you know, we are here for you. I mean, we're here for the world, and we all are on the same, you know, path here, and that's to, you know, create a brighter future for humanity, however you want to say it, you know. So I guess that's what I'm looking forward to, you know.
Good. Well, we're on a roll. So.
And maybe taking a vacation with you and going somewhere.
Let's do that.
Cool. Cool. Well, to our viewers, thank you. It's been a whirlwind of a year. I want to thank all of our guests that were with us on our Life by LifeWest and our LifeWest Leadership Lines. They were absolutely incredible. And if you go back and watch these, they're nuts. I mean, they are such nuggets that come out of each one. But thank you. Thanks for spreading the word for LifeWest. Thanks for spreading the word for chiropractic. I think you get that we are a microcosm. We are just a vehicle here to create more chiropractors out in the world, and therefore to create a brighter future for humanity. But every single person that you send to us, you know, our commitment to you is we will send you a great chiropractor. And you know, every dollar that you send to us, I will make a commitment to you, will be used, you know, toward the student experience or toward something that you want it to be directed toward if you get involved in one of our campaigns. But, you know, everything we do is for that. You know, it's a nonprofit, and that's what we're about. You know, we're truly about serving you and serving the masses so that we can bring chiropractic to the world. So thank you for tuning in. I hope you got something, you know, walk away with something a little bit more intimate about LifeWest. And Mary, thank you for the journey. It's been fun.
It's been a blast.
Yeah, and we'll say goodbye to everybody.
Bye.
See ya.
Thank you for joining us today. And for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.